This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hey there. You may have already noticed that this episode is not the Game Boy Music episode that I promised last week. Here's the deal. I want that Game Boy episode to be great, and I am consequently going to take a few extra days to put that playlist together. In lieu of that episode, I'm giving you this, which is a collection of music from the River City Ransom series of games, which is more accurately termed the Kunio-kun series of games. You know this series. It's the one with street gangs running around and punching each other, but unlike all the other games that have that description, this is the one that stars a bunch of bulky, buff, square-headed dudes who were probably more a result of graphical limitations from back in the day, but whose look has nonetheless carried on. I always dug this series' look, and it turns out it has a pretty awesome overall soundtrack, too. In North America, I feel like the best-known installment of this series is River City Ransom, which was released for the NES in 1990. If you don't know, that game sounded like this. That is the Streets theme for the game, composed by Kazuo Sawa. In the UK, River City Ransom was just titled Street Gangs, which is not inaccurate exactly, but also maybe so to the point that it's not a very catchy name. And again, could have been the name of any number of titles, including Double Dragon and Final Fight. In Japan, the game is titled Downtown Neketsu Monogatari, or Tale of Downtown Neketsu, and was actually the third game in the series to be released for the Famicom. In fact, River City Ransom wasn't even the first game in the series to make it across the pond to the NES. Super Dodgeball is also part of the series, and came out in North America about 6 months before River City Ransom did. The second best known game in the series is probably Crash and the Boys Street Challenge, but I have to admit that, though I remember reading about this game back in Nintendo Power when I was a kid, I never actually played it, and at this point I probably recognize the title more as being name-checked in Scott Pilgrim. But, also part of the series, also something that got a little bit of push here in America, and probably something a few of you actually played. I was surprised to find out that the arcade game that in the US we call Renegade is actually also part of the series. They just revamped the graphics for its release here so it looked less Japanese, because why would a video game fan want something evocative of Japanese culture, right? Right. Funny how that was something that, like, video game makers had to learn. I guess Americans had to learn, too. But yeah, who would have ever figured? There's a market for things that look Japanese. This episode is going to focus on the games that came out for the NES and Famicom, just because they have what I'm going to term a classic NES sound. I've mentioned this phenomenon before. I think Episode 17 was the one all about Capcom's Disney Afternoon platformers, like, you know, DuckTales, where the music manages to capture so much of the nostalgia for a certain area of video games that it gives you the warm friendlies, even if you didn't actually play these particular titles. And it helps that those Capcom Disney tracks had great melodies too, but I think overall the Kunio-kun games also have great melodies. To me, these games often have a vaguely Mega Man sound to them, and in particular a Manami Matsumae sound, Matsumae being the composer for the first Mega Man game. Unless I'm mistaken, every track in this episode was composed by Kazuo Sawa. For some of the games that only came out in Japan, the documentation isn't quite as solid, but he for sure did all the tracks that came out in the games we got in North America, and that seems to be the case for everything else. I'm just not 100% sure, and if I'm wrong, please tell me. In addition to this series of games, you've also heard Sawa's work in Battle of Olympus for the NES, the Super NES game Populous, and also an NES game that was in the US called Totally Rad, but I can testify to you right now was actually not totally rad. It was considerably less than totally rad. I did go back and listen to the soundtrack, though. Soundtrack's not bad. The Kunio-kun games, though, are actually pretty rad. I say that without having played most of them, because most of them didn't come out to the US, but they look rad, and they sound rad, and I actually loved River City Ransom back in the day, and I have every reason to believe that they knocked it out of the park with the rest of these titles as well. Or at least I'm just going to think that, because I decided I'm going to be positive today. Without any further delay, I want to get to these musical selections. I'm actually not playing hardly anything from River City Ransom, just because I feel like that game is the best known, at least to North American players, and I thought it would be more interesting to give you the music that kind of sounds like River City Ransom, but you probably haven't heard before. Again, most of the games featured in this episode were not released in the US, but I think you'll like them regardless of whether you've actually played or heard them before. First up, we have Neketsu Koko Dodgeball Boo, Soccer Hen, which actually was released in the US as Nintendo World Cup. It was a soccer game, and I should probably point out now that all of these games have names that, to my American brain, seem very long and complicated, and also they're in Japanese, and also, as I've said before, my Japanese accent sucks. More for your entertainment than anything else, I'm going to try to pronounce them, but just bear with me. I feel like I should give it a shot. I just don't want to be one of those people who says, like, I can't. It's too foreign. I'm not even going to try. For this soccer game, I'm playing three tracks, and their titles are Music 4, Music 8, and Music 10. I don't think I'm actually going to tell you what the track titles are from here on out, just because they won't have any meaning unless you're someone who has the OSTs memorized, like, number by number, which I don't think you are. They don't have fancier names than just, you know, music and then number. And then also, not having played these games, I couldn't tell you what the context for any of these are. You just have to use your imagination. It'll be fun. Next, we have another complicated name. I'm going to give it a shot. Downtown Neketsu Koshinkayo Sorayuke Dayondoke. I'm going to try that again. Downtown Neketsu Koshinkayoku Sorayuke Dayondoke, which was not released in the US, but whose title would be translated something like Downtown Neketsu March, Let's Go to the Athletic Meet. Or in some places, Downtown Neketsu Cross Country. It's a sports game featuring four different modes of play. Next up is Downtown Special Kunio-kun no Gidaigeki Daiyo Zenin Shugo. Try that again. Downtown Special Kunio-kun no Gidaigeki Daiyo Zenin Shugo, which is a game that revolves around the characters putting on a period piece dramatic performance. The translation is offered as Downtown Special, it's Kunio's period piece, assemble everyone, 2 exclamation points for some reason. And from what I've read, you are putting on a play, but the game is still about punching and kicking everyone else. Not really sure how that works out. Here are 3 tracks from the game. Okay, so here's one that I don't have to write out phonetically. It's Crash and the Boys Street Challenge, which was released originally in Japan with the title Bikuri no Ketsu Shin Korukui? No, wait, there's more. Bikuri no Ketsu Shin Kiroku Harukunaro Kin Medal. It's another sporting event game that included some normal athletic endeavors like hammer toss and swimming, and then weird non-standard events like rooftop jumping. So picture jumping off rooftops as you hear the next three selections. And now we've got Ike Ike Naketsu Hakibu Subete Koronde Dairanto, a hockey game whose name translates as Go Go Naketsu Hockey Club Skate Fall Great Free-for-All Brawl. It was planned at one point to be released in North America with the title Crashin' the Boys Ice Challenge. Didn't happen. Even though these songs sound a lot like the other songs, just put the mental image in your head that they're all taking place on ice. Now we've got a tournament-style fighting game, Naketsu Kakuto Densetsu, whose name seems like it's a little easier to pronounce, but I'm guessing that middle word is not supposed to be cockatoo, like the bird. It translates as Hot-Blooded Fighting Legend, which is my new band name. We'll be right back. we've got the sequel to that earlier soccer game, and again, not quite as difficult a name for my dumb American tongue to pronounce. Kunio-kun Neketsu Soccer League. It'll be three tracks from that game. and now we are at the last game for this episode, and also it's the last Kunio-kun game released for the Famicom. Its title is Neketsu Street Basket Ganbare Dunk Heroes, and if you couldn't guess from that dunk in the title, it is a basketball game. Listening to three tracks from this game, 3, 5, and 13. Not that it matters, because those titles don't have any meaning to you, probably. But the songs are good. Don't forget that. And that's it. Like I said, the Game Boy Music episode is coming next week. I apologize for the delay, but trying to pick like 20 really good songs for a system that kind of hung around for a very long time turns out it's kind of difficult, and I wanted to make sure I was making defensible selections, even if I'm not necessarily picking the 20 best Game Boy tracks ever. Don't put that weight on my shoulders, that's too much pressure. I kind of have to apologize for being ridiculously busy. I don't actually know if I've said it on this podcast already, but I'm in the process of launching two different other podcasts, one of which I'm a co-host of, one of which I'm not a co-host of, but I'm producing and editing. And it turns out launching two podcasts simultaneously is a lot of work. I would not recommend anyone else trying that, especially where they're trying to keep up another weekly podcast. Bad idea. So that's really probably the other reason that you're not getting the Game Boy Music episode this week. For that, I apologize. But if you dig Singing Mountain, like the whole dorky vibe I'm putting down here, you'll probably actually like the other two podcasts, which I will tell you about as soon as they go live. If you have a question, concern, or complaint about Singing Mountain, the best way to reach out to me is via Twitter, where I'm either at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at the official Singing Mountain Twitter account, Singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can also contact me through Facebook or Instagram. In both of those places, I'm Singing Mountain Pod. And also on Instagram, I have pixel art, if that's something that you think would make your day better. Follow me there. Get some pixels. They look nice, mostly. Mostly. Not my original pixel art, it's other people's pixel art. Like, details from great works of pixel art, maybe is the best way to think about it. You can subscribe to Singing Mountain any place you can find a podcast, basically. Singing Mountain is based on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/singingmountain. And if you have a spare minute, please give me a rate and review. The most helpful place to get a rate and review is iTunes, because iTunes is the evil dictator that controls the popularity levels of podcasts. But I actually didn't get a new iTunes review this week, which means if you write one now, I'll probably read it next week. And this is your chance to make me say anything you want on air. Within reason, and as long as it doesn't get flagged by, like, you know, iTunes censors if you're like too crude and vulgar. I will, however, read a review I got on Facebook, because Singing Mountain's page is technically, you know, a product or a service or whatever, and people can rate it on a star system just like it can rate their local Jiffy Lube or whatever. I got a positive rating from a follower named R. Chad Turner, and he wrote, "This is one of the best podcasts I've ever heard. I love VGM, and not only is the music amazing, but the DJ's voice is so smooth and very informative. I listen to this nearly every day at work. Thank you so much." Thank you, Chad. That is a very nice thing for you to say, especially when you say that my voice is smooth, because my background is as like a newspaper journalist, and I never really got any training as a performer or a speaker, and having interviewed a lot of people and having had to transcribe those interviews, you know, on the recorder where I record the conversation, I've heard my voice many, many times, hours of it, and I always think my voice sounds terrible. So to hear someone who doesn't know me and doesn't have a reason to make me feel good reach out and compliment my voice, that's a very nice thing for you to do. If you don't agree with Chad and you agree with me and you think my voice is terrible, then thank you for putting up with it to, you know, get access to all this video game music. All right, I have one final track for you. Our outro track for the day is, in fact, the ending theme to River City Ransom. It's what you hear when the end credits are flying by, and it seemed as appropriate a way as any to conclude this episode. If you actually made it to the end of this game, then maybe you'll get warm feelings for hearing this song one more time. Again, the composer is Kazuo Sawa, just like everything else in this episode was, 99% sure, and I hope you enjoy it. See ya.